Now time to look through the window of baseball with Bruce Jenkins, brought to you by Marvin Windows and Doors and Truett and White, the professional builder's choice, the new showroom down there for Marvin Windows in Monterey. Bruce, good morning. How are you?
Good, Barney. How's it going?
Well, pretty good. And I was thinking about you last night, and, you know, I don't go off topic too often, but my goodness, you know, you have the Giant game with Vogelsong pitching, you know, maybe the best game since 2012. The three home runs, you know, you get through the chop, and then you change channels, and there you are in L.A. with a heavyweight title fight for Game 7. What a night.
Yeah, it was one of those rare nights where the Giants game sort of a warm-up act, you know, and everything about it was so great. It put, you know, put fans in a great mood, and everything's going great with the Giants, and then this gut-wrenching game with the Warriors and Clippers unfolds. I mean, it was just incredibly tense from start to finish, and a real rough way to go out. But I thought they did so with a lot of dignity. I mean, you know, they're taking on a team pretty much based on these monstrous inside guys, and they're doing it without a center.
Yeah.
So, you know, I thought it spoke very highly of them that they fought it right to the finish.
Yeah, it was terrific. And you know, as I said earlier in the show, you know, the Giants not defending in 2012. The A's get knocked out in the first round. 49ers don't get it done. The Sharks are gone, and the Warriors. But you know, of the whole crowd of them, I think the Warriors maybe were the feel good story.
Yeah, well, no doubt. I mean, you know, on paper, they took a step back from last year, which I'm sure irritates Joe Lacob no end with his sort of bottom-line corporate thinking. But the fact is that, you know, this season was just as exciting, just as rewarding in its way, and just as indicative of great things to come.
Well, great things to come here. And I know it's only 30 games, and, you know, Bruce, you and I watched 35 games in spring training and all this stuff. We saw Puig last year, and we've seen the great Brandon Hicks hit home runs down there, and Morse hit those balls to the outfield that Reddick brings back. But I'll tell you something, over the last 10 days, this is the first time I've had the feeling that this ball club is a ball club that may be one of those that's coming together in the right ways to win. I like the last 9 days.
Yeah, the post-game feeling last night was just that, you know, we're looking at a playoff team here if this continues in any form. You know, it's different every week. I mean, they're not going to be a solo home run hitting machine, you know, but they're also not the team that just fell apart hitting wise top to bottom for a while there. But they've got so many good things going for them that certain elements I think are always going to be in place. There's going to be something going well for them, whether it's the bullpen or the rotation, or, you know, Pagan and you know, manufacturing runs at the top. We're going to see that again. And it's just, you know, it's a very good bunch of character guys, too. And just the familiarity is a great thing for sports fans. You know, it's just Bochy and Flannery and Wotus and all these guys who've been on the 2010, I don't want to leave out Rigetti,
right,
the 10 and 2012 World Championship teams. You know, they've done it. They've produced for the fans. They're still there. These guys are still in their prime. And really, the Vogelsong-Lipscomb dynamic right now is the most important, because if that continues in any form, they will be in the playoffs.
Yeah, well, that's a great point. They've been there before. They've seen this before, and like
yeah.
We all have, and, you know, you kind of see the seeds of it for a long season. You know, Vogelsong and Lincecum, as I said on Twitter last night, just give me six. You know, the old Charlie
yeah.
Dressen thing. Just hold him for six, and I'll think of something. He's got a deep bullpen, you know, Bruce, and I said, just get Vogelsong through six. And all of a sudden, you know, you're talking about Gutierrez coming in, who throws the gas, and Machi has been terrific, and, you know, Casilla, Afel, Lopez, and Romo. Afel, to me, is the key to the deal, because he gives him a full inning if he has
yeah.
to.
Yeah, he's got just fabulous stuff when he's on. He's had all these weird injuries. It seems like he's finally all the way back physically, and an incredibly tough guy on left-hand hitters. And a real asset to the club in so many ways. So, yeah, I mean, it's everything's kind of on the upswing right now.
Boy, what a division, though. And I don't know if you read the paper this morning, but, you know, getting up this morning, I love to read the paper and pick it up and, you know, just look at the little story about the Rockies and Tulowitzki and, you know, coming back. They were down 6-0 in that game, and they ended up winning 11-10 in the bottom of the ninth on a Culberson home run. The Dodgers blow the lead. Brian Wilson gets rocked again. They somehow get a call. Crawford home run, his first of the year in the 11th inning. They face Jose Fernandez today. I will tell you, I think the National League West is a very compelling story, maybe the most compelling in the league right now.
Yeah, somehow with all this basketball and baseball on today, I've got to queue up Dodgers against Jose Fernandez on the MLB package, because that's going to be really interesting. I mean, that kid, his stuff is so good, it's just ridiculous, and he's an entertainer out there. You know, him facing Puig is the ultimate in potential drama. So that's great. Tulowitzki hitting 400. I mean, give me a break. But you know what? He looks like a 370 hitter to me every time he steps up there. I'm always shocked when anybody gets him out. He's so tough, and the hitting on that team is really kind of scary. It's reminiscent of the old Larry Walker, Dante Bichette days. You know, when everybody in the lineup looked like a big threat, and so that's vintage. Vintage Colorado, we got vintage Giants, and
you got the guys in blue.
And the guys in blue, yeah. I don't think Brian Wilson's going to make it to the end of the year. I really don't. I mean, talk about a guy with two Tommy John surgeries. He can't get people out. You know he's not copping to whatever pain he's feeling in his arm. That's just not how he operates. He'll just throw bullets until there's nothing left in the gun.
Boy. Hey, Brandon Crawford, I thought last night, the irony was, and, you know, Crawford versus Simmons, and Simmons, everyone loves Simmons. You know, Simmons hasn't had the chances in this series to do much.
Right.
But look at the last out of the game.
Oh,
Crawford
brilliant.
Does, they describe it as, Henry said, a 270. I thought it was 360. I don't know. Maybe I don't know my degrees anymore. But who does he throw out? He throws out Simmons, and Simmons dives into first base. I said, that's the way to end the game.
Just the confidence that... You can tell a shortstop who just craves the ball and craves a difficult play, and Crawford makes him look so easy. His throws are just right on the money. I'm sure these fans in the stands in Atlanta who have become used to Simmons and all the talk about him being the best are going, wait a minute now. they know Crawford, but you know he was in and out of the lineup last year with the hand injury, and he's all the way back now. He's got the genius hands, the great arm, but most of all, in his mind. You know, he wants to be the best, and he's right there in terms of talent. So an incredible asset for the Giants.
Yeah, and so today faces Wood, a lefty. And he's hitting like, you know, 380 off lefties, hitting 150 off righties. You know, is baseball just one of those sports sometimes you just can't explain it?
Yeah, we're likely to see a game today that we'll see three or four things we've never seen, in our lives. It won't make any sense whatsoever, and we'll be scratching our heads and realizing that's why we keep coming back.
Yeah, Crawford 433 against lefties today. Hey, last thought for you. Lincecum last night, and of course the jerseys and the uniforms, you know, sort of got you in the mood for something different. And, you know, how about the hats? And they're flipping it up like a painter's hat, you know?
Yeah.
So here he comes out. You know, first of all, he wears the Harry Potter glasses. As Andy said, it's a mustache that looks like it's pasted on. Then he puts.
Yeah, looks like he already is in disguise.
Then he puts like the, you know, paper in, you know, to make a big stomach, a boiler, as they like to say. And he comes out with a lineup card. This is the sign of a team that's loose right now.
Oh, absolutely, just hilarious. And I thought, you know, there was a lot of Boshi obviously in what he did, but to me, he was just kind of a composite of old style baseball.
Right.
You know, he didn't look necessarily look like Boshi. He was just this old sad sack of a guy. You know?
He looked like something out of a movie, really.
Right out of a movie. Yeah,
right?
And just watching these guys interact in the dugout, very reminiscent of the World Championship years. That's been a common theme with this team. You know, the baseball humor is a wonderful thing,
isn't it?
Yeah,
great.
It's not Mort Saul, but it's very funny.
It's Shelley Berman. It's little Shelley Berman. Hey, someone tweeted in last night. I'll ask you this question: Morse 91 homers, Sandoval 92. Who gets to 100 first?
Well, definitely Morse. I mean, Morse is he's a real power hitter. I mean, Sandoval's a very good hitter who just hits line drives that keep going. But Morse is just these towering things. You know, heaven help you if he gets it all, you can't find the ball. But you know, he hits pop ups for him that go out. He's an old style power hitter of the highest order. I mean, give him good health and he hits 35 at least for them.
Yeah, that's the key. That's key to the whole deal is healthy. So many are going on the DL. Brian Braun's on the DL today.
Yeah.
Brandon Moore. Every time you pick up the paper, three or four names are going on the DL. It's really incredible. Health is the story of the whole season. I'll tell you that completely.
Yeah, and it's a real blessing for the Giants that their pitching staff has stayed intact with so little behind it. You know, you see guys like Ryu and Corbin and, you know, Kershaw. Just it takes you an hour to go down the whole list. And the Giants, a little bit of luck, but I think there's a lot of skill involved with the way they protect the arms. And the pitchers themselves know how to take care of themselves. And that's just a real cross-your-fingers kind of deal in the big right now.
What do you got going cooking today?
Well, I'm going to try and get out in the water and ride my bike or something. My exercise program's come to a halt here. There's so much good stuff going on. But we got two more Game 7s in the NBA, but the Giants are top billing today.
Oh, very good. Bruce, thank you so much. And it's Dodgers next weekend. I look forward to talking to you.
Absolutely. See you then, Mark.
All right, Bruce. Have a good day. Boy, great to have Bruce, San Francisco Chronicle, on.